Live.
Yes, we are now on the last day of the summer. We're entering the time of the autumn and the wind and the winter. And certainly, this is how it is customary to for people to count it. So we can count it like this as well. Still, people feel more and more from one day to the next that this situation is becoming prolonged. And it is good that from one day to the next they feel that this situation apparently is not going to leave us so quickly, that this situation is influencing us not only in that we are sick, but it really is influencing our whole life. It's not just about us being sick, but work, home, our interconnections with one another, the way that people look at their lives, each and everything. Everything is now undergoing change. We never had such an illness, a pandemic that was so broad and so deep and so prolonged, affecting such essential changes within men. We are still being stubborn. Humanity is still insisting, resisting the making changes. It doesn't understand what is required of it. But nevertheless, I think that the upcoming times that we will go through now, the next 2 months or 3 months, we will feel that this pandemic, this blow, is forcing us to change. It is changing our attitude towards life, our attitude towards society, our attitude towards everything. It really is changing us. And let's hope that then it will become easier for us to speak with humanity. They would be able to understand us quicker. For sure, we will be closer in our perception, in our understanding, in how we relate to the world and to what we need to be. I hope very much that the upcoming autumn, with all of our customs, everything we are used to in it, that we go back to work from that period of vacation where kids go back to school and also students, etc., meaning that everyone starts getting into some groove, then we will realize how much we're not capable of returning. We have nowhere to return to. We're not capable of sustaining the same systems as we had before. We don't really have much understanding of how to keep the earlier things in relation to work, study, everything, our life, along with the new conditions that are becoming revealed as a result of this pandemic. And we will start to digest it more anew, in a new way. We will feel that less and less we feel like struggling, fighting against the phenomena, but rather more to understand their essence, their internality, and maybe to change ourselves and change ourselves with respect to them. Well, in the meantime, Let's go to our excerpts. Why? Because faith above reason is really our work on ourselves. How we need to change our perspective, our outlook on life, on ourselves, on the way the Creator is functioning with respect to us, and our desirable functioning towards the Creator. Actually, it is more about men, how men needs to change and see his own life, himself, how he has to establish himself in the way that he looks at everything that is happening with subjugation and understanding the upper force, positioning himself on the side of the upper force and not on the side of our own nature. This is actually what is called faith above reason, transitioning from the force of reception to the force of bestowal, from Malchut to Bina. So let us see what the Kabbalists write about it and how we can reach it. Go ahead. What do they want to tell us here? I'll read it slowly. One should tell the nations of the world within him, that is, his will to receive everything related to the corporeal level in which he was born and he develops until he reaches, let's say, the state of today. So one should say the following. No, that everything you say, all of my ordinary, earthly, egoistic thoughts and desires, which are in me, just like in all human beings, it is true. Because as you feel, as you understand, as the Creator has established you, this is how you operate. And I feel the consequences of this, and I cannot say it's incorrect. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. There's nothing to say against it. Rather, this is the corporeal level in which I was born and I developed, and this is how I think and feel, and this is what I have to stand on. I have no other basis. However, we were given, those who wish to go on the second floor, above the feeling of this world, we were given the work above reason. Reason means our attitude to the corporeal, ordinary world. And above reason is a different kind of attitude that we have to develop, that we must believe above reason to accept it in such a way that you are incorrect. That specifically this feeling, this attitude that I have to everything that is happening here, it is a special, specific relation, attitude, but there is another one. And I want to attain this other one, to feel it, to live in it also. I'm not canceling this world, which I now feel and relate to. I just want to determine another attitude beyond it, above it. It's as if I'm not looking at this world from the side, from the perspective of the created being, a person who is living in this world, but rather I want to look at this world the way that the Creator looks at it. There is the degree of Malchut and there is the degree of Bina. I want to see the world through the perspective of Bina, of the force of bestowal, that is unrelated to the force of reception. These are two levels. And even though I was born and I developed on the corporeal level of Malchut, I now want to reach a state where I accept, I feel, I decide, I exist on the level of Bina, on the level of bestowal. How do I reach it? That's the question.
אז הוא אומר כך.
So he says.
אלה שניתן לנו עבודה למעלה מה...
However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason, that you are incorrect, the egoistic thoughts and desires. You are specifically incorrect. There is another approach, another kind of think correct. And since the work on faith must be above reason, against whatever exists on the level of the reason, therefore, I thank you very much to all of my natural thoughts and desires, the egoistic ones, that, all of those that you have brought me, that you raised me, developed me, that you are aiming in me to look at life in such a way. I accept it, I'm aware of it, and I'm grateful for it. For all the correct arguments that you have brought me, since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect, then it can be said that he's going above the intellect. Meaning that these two levels should be one above the other. Down below it is within reason, halchut, the ordinary egoistic form, just like and the way that everyone is looking at it and walking in it. This is why it says the judge has nothing but what his eyes see. This is how one accepts the world, first of all. And this level does not change. One is born with the ego and exists with it. However, when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he's going above reason. He doesn't have anything on which to base his spiritual approach also. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. That is, whatever I feel in my ordinary kelim, sight, hearing, tasting, smelling, feeling, all of my senses and all of the mind and emotion that stand behind it, all of these things which are I, on the level of the reason, there is now a degree which is more important for me, which I need to attain, and it is above reason. However, I build above reason on top of the reason. I don't disconnect from it and I'm going to fly in some air, but rather I build these two levels, one on top of the other.
So
he says, however, when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he's going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. Now, I determine this, that for me, above reason, acquiring, feeling, living in it is more important than within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, then it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. That is, it is impossible to walk on the level of faith above reason if you don't have beneath it the path of reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, that one elevates himself each time to the degree of faith from the degree of knowing, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world, that is, of all of the desires that exist within him, within men, as it says, and then one builds the second level, the second floor. This is how we build it. Well, take it slowly. Thank you.
I'm grateful for that. My question is, each one has a different opinion, different mind, there's resistance. Is each one's work different on the personal level? And how should we relate to this?
Oh, this is what we're studying now. I cannot answer you with a single sentence. I cannot. Well, we'll do it. Bit by bit, we will establish within us such an attitude. What we're doing now is we're building a new instrument, a new device with which to see the spiritual reality in which we exist. This reality exists within us. It exists around us, let's say. We need to build a special device for it. Senses, emotions, thoughts, qualities, understanding, all kinds of interconnections between them and interconnections between us, so that we will start to feel the world. You see, that's the most important. That is that we will start to enter me and whatever exists outside of me, but on the spiritual level.
Each one according to his resistance, and it doesn't matter.
Well, we will do it, and you will keep quiet and try to do it, and then it will become clear to you, and not with your present mind that you're going to do it. Rather, listen to what they say and try to precisely, as much as you understand it, to do what they say. And read a few times a day and during the week and during a month, whatever they say, and repeat it and repeat and repeat all of these excerpts and try to do exercises. And through these exercises, you build your spiritual sense called faith above reason.
Moscow 7.
Пару вопросов из того, что вы сказали, Раф. Первое, вы сказали, каждый из вас должен...
A few questions about what you said. You said that each one of you needs to see the world through Bina. What does that mean?
Рацион ликабель.
Well, through the will, not through the will to receive, but through the will to bestow. What is it? I cannot tell you what it is. I cannot tell you. It's simply, it's impossible to explain it. A feeling can be explained only if we resemble it to something that we have already. But if we don't have anything above reason, then I cannot explain to you what above reason is. Rather, here, we need help from above so that the reforming light will come and it will bring us back to this spiritual sensation. That's it. And this is what we're working on right now.
Ita
4.
Another question.
Well,
you said that we have to understand and come to the decision to exist on the degree of Bina. Now I understand what it means
when you make an effort to understand as much as you're capable of and to do what Kabbalists tell you about faith, about reason. This is it. This is what we're doing. Therefore, do it. And, here we need to have your questions because it's not through the intellect that you will get it. Rather, only when you try more and more to enter such a perception of reality.
Buongiorno, Rav. Il motivo per cui dobbiamo essere nella ragione, per salire al di sopra della ragione, è perché
the reason for which we should be within reason to rise above reason is it because it always must be clear to us what we must rise above?
The reason why we have to build artificially the degree of faith above reason, the degree of bestowal, is because to begin with, the Creator created us on the degree of reception, in the quality of reception. And He arranged for us, He prepared for us an opportunity, a possibility to rise to the degree which is above the degree of reception, the degree of bestowal, that is the other nature. The other nature, it's not that I give instead of receiving with my hands, as we can do it, or even in thought, somehow, this other nature is that I clothe in such thoughts and qualities like the Creator. Like the Creator. And this way I see reality. We are incapable now of depicting this to ourselves, but bit by bit, through efforts in prayer, mostly it's in prayer, all of us together, we will make it so that we will start to feel how much this concept starts becoming closer and closer to us. We will start to feel that sometimes it appears and we are in some different reality and we are entering it. We are entering it. Therefore, I promise you that it will happen, but following many exercises that are done together, with the help of the Creator, it's necessary to pray to the Creator, because only from there we receive this ability, and the more we hear it and we're focused inside on trying to do it, through this we succeed, and not through all of these clever questions or anything. Try inside, within the subtlety of your soul, to reach it. Should be more and more qualitative.
So I need to aspire to have as many opportunities to perform an overcoming than to just say, oh, here I found a tremendous opportunity. Which
you have these opportunities each and every moment because you are in this world and you need to try on top of this whole world to be connected to reality on the level of the next world.
So that's exactly the second question. So I need to aspire to this intellectual sort of overcoming, mindful overcoming every moment, not to wait for an action, but within the mind to try to return to it again and again?
It's more of an effort in the emotion, not so much in the intellect. Well, the intellect, the mind helps also, of course, but the effort is more an emotional one.
And what do I need to aspire to in the emotion?
To rise above your egoistic attitude to reality, meaning to see the whole of reality through the group, through the friends, through my attitude of bestowal, through giving. So, if a person has such tendencies, inner tendencies, capabilities, efforts, and by this he performs exercises, and then he reaches the state where suddenly he begins to feel reality through the quality of bestowal. It will happen, it will happen. I have patience, and I can be with you in each situation for a long time. However, it will happen. The plan is clear, it's there.
We have this good, nice attitude we have in the 10, which is above reason. It's an attitude of bestowal towards the friend. Is that true?
Well, first of all, towards the friends. And again, there were many, and there are quite a few people, even in our world right now, who have some feeling of faith above reason, the spiritual feeling. Their problem is that they're not doing it, and God forbid I'm not criticizing them. However, they're not doing it in the style of the last generation. We want to keep faith above reason, which is in the 10, in the soul, even on the smallest degree of the soul, which is an individual 10, a particular 10. And this is an essential difference between how we get to faith above reason and how an individual person reaches it, even though he might reach it.
So, in the same vein, we need to detect the fact that we have reason and to be aware of the reason that we have, and the reason is the egoistic attitude I have in the ten. How does a person correctly identify his egoistic attitude in the ten? How is it expressed?
It says he tells us here that one follows his mind and his emotion, and he says that his mind and emotion tell him so and so, that in his mind and emotion also he's walking not in a way that it's he's brutal. He just cancels everything and he wants to be forceful, but rather the judge only has what his eyes see. This is how one begins with. Then he wants to rise to a degree where he can judge these things, and it's clear to him that this is possible only by going, shifting from the one to the ten.
So what is my reason within the ten? Anything that I feel in the ten, or are there some specific emotions with respect to which I should, or that I need to rise above? Or is it anything I feel in the ten?
Any feeling that I have in the ten is an egoistic feeling, which is still not arranged spiritually, but rather I must reach such a state with my ten that I relate through them to the force of bestowal, that in them I find the force of bestowal in actuality, that in my participation I lose myself and I feel them, through my annulment. And this is how I advance. Well, friends, it will come. It will come. I'm happy that you're asking, especially questions like what you're asking. These are nice, heavy questions. The student from Kiev.
Да, здравствуйте, любимый учитель. Вот я, как вы сказали, там через отмену включаюсь в
товарищи. Hello, dear teacher. So, as you said, through annulment I integrate with the friends, I ask for them, and I ask to feel our connection that we share. So what does it mean that in our connection I bring myself to thoughts of the Creator?
Boe, Creator, is called Boe, come and see. He does not exist with respect to the person in a sense that the person feels him and he has a connection with him from the side of the person. It is called come and see. You need to come to a special state and then you enter a connection with the Creator. The connection can be seemingly one way. Well, from the side of the Creator, for sure, it's like that, always, just like a mother takes care of a baby, and he doesn't even know who is doing it and what is she doing. Or the connection can be from the side of the baby, from our side towards the Creator, and that connection can be mutual, I to my beloved and my beloved to me. This is already some kind of a dialogue, a conversation. This is what we need to do through the ten. Because, all in all, I always feel the Creator in my connection through the friends. As we say that behind each friend stands the Creator, if I relate in such a way to the friends, I begin to detect the general force that is managing us, connecting us, establishing us, each time changing us, and this is how we detect him. It is already the force of faith. We first of all need to be in the force of faith. The force of faith is the force of bestowal, giving. Don't think about faith like whatever you have from your previous life, all kinds of meanings. Faith is the force of bestowal. As much as I relate to someone in bestowal, what I get from him through this force of bestowal, meaning I feel him, I understand him, and it's also not him, but rather through my own force of bestowal, it is then considered that I'm connected with him. Because I don't know who the friend is. There are no friends. There is no creator, there is nothing. Rather, I establish them through my force of bestowal towards them. And this is how it is with the entire spiritual reality. I create it. I build it. I establish it through my force of bestowal. It's called O Chozer, reflected light.
Раб, как я понял, сиди и ничего не делай. Это какой-то этап подготовки перед действием веры выше знания по отношению.
So as I understand, sit and don't do is better. It's a stage of preparation for going above reason in relation to the Creator.
Sit and do nothing is better means until I connect with the Ten, until I am capable to some extent to operate with the force of bestowal, and with this force of bestowal it means towards them, that I, inside of this force, inside of this attitude of bestowal, I want to feel the new reality, a new attitude, a new relation, then it is considered sit and not do nothing is better. Don't perform any action. Keep going.
Именно хотел спросить, а что значит не делай никакого действия? Действие, что в этом считается?
So I actually wanted to ask.
So do nothing. If it's not through an attitude of bestowal out of you, an attitude to connect with others in order to do good to them, all other actions are to your detriment. By this, you only make your ego greater, and you're getting deeper into corporeality instead of rising to spirituality. To spirituality.
Больше всего непонятно в этом. Есть же там у нас расписание мирового клея, расписание десятки и так далее.
But we have a daily schedule for the world fleet, for the ten and so on. Many times I'm not so ready for the event or even the lesson.
I'm also like this. What do you think, that the lesson that I'm giving it to you, I'm just giving it to you, and for me, it's just like I'm talking and, you know, it's just lip service? I also come to the lesson and I advance towards the lesson, before the lesson. Well, I got up and I prepared myself to the lesson, and before that I was sleeping, so before sleep I also read something before I fall asleep, and I saw Rabash, how he was doing it. Without that, he wouldn't go to sleep before reading something from the notebook of Shamari. He would just open it somewhere, read half a minute or a minute, and then he would fall asleep. That's it. This is how it was. It was truly...
I understand that this is how it should be, but I'm not always in it. I sometimes find that I forgot to prepare or I woke up unready.
So you don't have an example. You need to take an example from the friends that this is how it needs to be done. Then envy will help you to keep it also. But it cannot be that you fall asleep after watching some film on TV, even if you were watching something, however, the thoughts with which you go to sleep, they have to be in the direction of bestowal. In the direction of bestowal. And also, it's preferable to sleep by yourself. Sorry for saying it, but not in a double bed. But each one should have his own bed. That's it. The bed of the man can be even in the same room in the bed of the woman, and in between, how do you call it? Closet and the book of Shamadi on top of it. And an alarm clock. And, you know, a cup of water if you want. That's it. This is how it was with Rabash. Truly so. Try to get closer to these things bit by bit, and you will see that these thoughts will work out accordingly. Well, bit by bit we will get into it in practice and in thought, and this is how it's going to be. Also that it all comes from the Creator at the same time.
Anything that you feel as an influence from the Ten, it's a good influence, even though it may seem bad to you. Even if the Ten is pressuring you, and I don't know what it does with you, demands something of you. Yes? It's all for the best. Even if the Ten tells you, go away from us, we don't want to be friends with you. That is also for the best. Whatever the Ten does, accept it as coming from the Creator. Just accept it and act appropriately. Don't try resisting it just to resist. Maybe you can scrutinize it and ask for something later, but actually you should accept whatever the Ten decides as a law from the heavens. And then all of our work has to be in subjugation towards the friends, especially in our generation. If you'd asked me 100, 200 years ago before, I wouldn't have explained in this way. Even though the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and the Ovut are all written in the Torah, but it wasn't for actual implementation for the generations that came before. But in our generation, as Baal Sulam writes, and as we see according to everything that's happening in the world, we are in a more generalized reality where we have to advance only through tents, through the tents. So,
thank you. For the past week, North America has been on fire, and we've been incorporating Rabash into our lives. Why does it feel that we are able to rise above reason and connect to Rabash when you share personal stories of your experience with the Rabash? Like yesterday, when you read Shamadi, told the story about Shamadi, we really connected with that. KabU students really, really connected with that. Veterans really connected with that. Why can't we connect through Rabash, through the books? Why do you give us such a connection to Rabash?
I want it to be this way, so that you connect to Him. It's our spiritual source. Through Him we receive all of our spiritual bestowal and influence from the Creator. As He clothes, connects to His father, Baal HaSulam, and He connects to Baal Shem Tov and the Ari, and so it goes from them all the way to Rabbi Shimon and more, all the way to Adam Rishon and so on. That's the chain of Kabbalists through whom we receive our connection to the Creator, our spiritual life. That's why I'm interested in you being or connecting to Rabash. I'm here only as an intermediary here, like a guide. But Rabash is the actual source of spiritual life.
So,
yes. helpful. Very helpful. So I very much want you all to know him somehow, his greatness. It's a person who all of the wisdom of Kabbalah today reaches this world through him. And even though there are many who jump wanting to write more interpretations on the book of Zohar instead of Baal Sulam and instead of the test, the study of the Ten Sefirot, all these things, it's all passé, it's all wrong. I asked him about him also, and he said, these are the final interpretations. Baal Sulam on the book of Zohar as well. There is nothing more. Even though people may add all sorts of commentaries and whatever they want to make it easier for you, like we did, actually. I did it because people arrived who can't read in that style of the Zohar. And that's why I did it, but I talked about this with him as well. But more than that, no. And the study of the Ten Sefirot, there's no more interpretation to do. Even what Baal Sulam didn't interpret, and I asked Abash about this, do we need to interpret Baal Sulam further? Tess, you can open each page to 10 more pages, you can elaborate. And Abash said, no, it's not worthwhile. This is a person's inner work. It needs to bring him to inner connection through the text with Baal Sulam, and only that. And so all the interpretations and commentaries about tests, as I see it, they are flawed. I cannot say that they are incorrect, but they are flawed with respect to the spiritual advent.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning. I want to ask about what you said about the proper approach to faith above reason in the last generation. Clearly, we can't even come to faith above reason unless in the 10. And yet, at the times when it happens, it can be with respect to the 10, or it could be with respect to anything that occurs in life. So, my question is, if we are approaching it through the 10, then it's something that goes across all of reality, no? Could you clarify what you mean by a correct approach for this, for the last generation?
It's
that we need to use the power of the 10, the power of Avut, in a complete way, to yearn to use it so. Complete meaning that all of humanity, everyone, all of the souls in general, which goes beyond humanity, which we see now as living bodies, it's where everyone, come closer and connect to the system, the one system of Adam Rishon. So that sensation, that knowledge, that perception needs to constantly be established in our perceptions more and more. And we need to yearn for the whole world, even though we don't do much in dissemination. If we don't do much in dissemination, we have to yearn for the whole world to enter that, as Baal Sulam writes. It's very important. Yes, Tony. Is that it?
I hear what you said. But if you said that some may be approaching it individually, but I can't understand how it would even be possible to approach faith above reason individually. Do you mean to leave out the world in this? That would be individual?
No, and not to integrate in a 10. Not to integrate in the 10, because the Creator shattered the vessel in order to give us the opportunity to, in practice, reach the quality of bestowal. that is the reason for the need for the shattering of the vessel. And so it follows that if we do not use the shattered vessel in the right way, to somehow see it connected by annulling our egos, wanting everything to be connected, wanting the Creator to connect it together, because we understand that by our power, well, it's not like in this group, in this world, to establish a group. It's about connecting the egoistic forces in the spiritual system, meaning through restriction, simtzum, masach, screen, ochozeh, reflected light, in a form where you have 10 sefirot, 10 egoistic desires which connect together via the reforming light, which makes of them a complete system, completes them. That is the work. That is the work through which we come to the application of faith above reason. How correct they are. But so who knows? So what is faith above reason? First of all, there has to be a feeling of reason, meaning that I want to know this, I want to understand this. And not with respect to spirituality, but rather, not with respect to corporeality, but rather spirituality. Let's say we study the preface to Tess itself and the articles, mostly Baal Sulam's articles about nature. We want to attain that as we attain our nature. I want to know. I have a mind, and I want to know these things. I went to university, and I did many other things in my life with my mind, my intellect, and I'm not an absolute moron, so I want to know. And this inclination of mine is natural. This is how people come to know what the reason for life is, what the point of it in our times, why you need all of this. And I open it up with my vessels, meaning that I study within reason. Now, after a while of being engaged in that, and it depends on the root of the soul. The greater the soul, the greater the person's ego. Not the corporeal ego, but the extent to which he wants to know, understand, attain, master all of this spirituality, but with his will to receive. And he doesn't give up for years. He goes into it with his teeth, right? Biting into it. How do I gain it? How do I understand it? How do I attain? He works like in a mine. And only after investing a lot of time into it, seeing that nothing is working out, then there are those who leave. There are those who cannot leave. They simply cannot. So what do you mean to leave? To die? Yes, but to live and still leave it? It's impossible, because life is empty without it. So they remain, nonetheless, and they advance, perhaps not as quickly as before, when the will to receive supported it with all its might. But nonetheless, they reach a state where gradually they begin to hear what the degree of faith is and what it means that it is above reason. What is the degree of bestowal that can be achieved specifically through connection, where you come out of yourself and go into the friend, and through the friend, this is called through bestowal, you connect to the Creator, because otherwise you connect to the Creator with your will to receive. But through the friend, when you connect to him, you're connecting in the form of bestowal, in order to bestow, and then you have a connection with the Creator, and not with something that you built up for yourself as a kind of false idol, false image. So it takes time. In our times, we must direct our friends towards that. And it doesn't matter to us in what period of their development they are, because as Baal HaSulam writes to us, he determines that we are in the last generation, and so we must go in that direction, follow that trend. And soon you will see how we will succeed, and mostly it will be thanks to the coronavirus, which is striking a blow at the whole of humanity, and the whole of humanity must now invert, start thinking differently, and it does it without even knowing exactly. And we need to do something by ourselves as well, some internal revolution. And so we will start coming close to each other, humanity and
Hola, Rab. Gracias por.
Hello, Rab.
Maravillosa. Tengo una pregunta.
Thank you for this wonderful lesson. I have a question. I always ask myself how to attain the greatness of Rabash so it will be an inspiration for us. It's not that this greatness will annul us and we will feel that it's impossible to attain it. I mean, Rabash is so great relative to me that it becomes impossible to imitate him.
We need to invest ourselves in his articles and more they need to direct us through life. Very simple. Excerpts, as we constantly go over these excerpts, because you have 400 articles. How many do we have there? And other than Baal HaSulam, also, and letters and all the materials from these two Kabbalists, it's tremendous, and all of it mostly is about the inner work of a person. I think, but look, depends on how we do it. If throughout the day you go over the morning lesson and you take some short article or such excerpts from the articles of Baal HaSulam and Rabash and go over it, there is nothing better. It's best to speak in their words. It's not that each one wants to say something, his own words in the group, right? It's better if we read and hear what they say.
The quote number 6 from this same document, excerpt 6 from Rabash: the whole of the Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to vessels of bestowal. It is like a masach, a screen, which we must put on the aviyut, on the will to receive. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha.
Meaning everything we feel during the lessons, throughout the day, as a form of rejection from spirituality, that we don't want to engage in it, we don't want to think about it, we want to escape it, we want to stop talking and thinking about spirituality, the friends, etc. It's all an opportunity that's given to us from above in order for us to overcome. and to be drawn to the connection between us and to the Creator, to make the correction of the connection between us. And with that correction, we'll start feeling spiritual discernment. That's it. There's a lot of words. Sorry, the sound was cut off for a sec. But in short, to see in everything that it, in everything that pushes us away from spirituality and connection, to try and be only drawn to it more and more. And if you can't, then prayer. And if you can, then do it. And if, and do it if you can do the action, and do if you can do the prayer, that the Creator will complete the action. We haven't yet started this topic. We're only at the opening of it. And then we will find all the parts of Him, all the Olamot, and the times, the holidays as we call them, and our universe, which is the lowest materialistic form, which is like this shadow behind a person that also does these actions corporeally in all of these laws of ours of the corporeal nature. We'll start seeing these things as a single mechanism. So thank God, we are at the opening.
A bit of a complex question about Arvut. The law of Arvut means that I give Arvut to the group, the friends commit themselves to some things, and since 9 friends are the parts of the Creator, not everyone is able to keep it. And then I start praying. This means that the prayer is an inseparable part of the Arvut.
No. Wait, mister. Please. Not that they can't stand it. In my eyes, it seems that they can't withstand it. Keep going.
Exactly what you said, because then we, some of the friends are able to work above reason and to try to keep all their assignments.
And then each one prays to see his friends as connected, as complete, and all the flaws that he sees, that's what's lacking in the 10, and nothing other than that. Otherwise, they have eyes, but they cannot see.
This means that basically without a prayer, he can't realize the Arvut here.
And that alone. Very good, Morris. You are great.
Thank you, Rav. You are huge.
PT 17.
What you just told Morris, this effort to go into the Arvut will eventually lead us to the need to walk above reason?
Yes. You see that the extent we speak about this and get included in it, there is this spirit that's fulfilling us and dwells in all of our world clear, brings us closer. We start feeling the same, understanding the same, agreeing to the same. That's how it is. The clear is equipped, and it reaches a state that one receives one. And the vessel will be on some kind of resolution, some kind of discernment to be one, and we'll start feeling as one. The root is one for us all.
Can I ask one more question, Rav?
Yes.
So there is mutuality here between faith above reason and Arvut? Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way?
No, not once this, once that. In a clear called Arvut, that it rises in faith above reason, according to the degree of faith above reason, we reveal the Creator.
PT 32.
Well, PT 32.
Todorov.
Thank you, Rav. During the day, every 10 meets through Zoom for a 15 or a 30 minutes conversation, and there's more than one meeting every day. What's the right way to use these meetings so that they're efficient and effective for our advancement?
You need to feel the need for this connection 2-3 times a day, like goosebumps, that, like it says, my bones will feel it. You want to feel it in your bones, like when you're cold and you have the shivers. So that's similarly, you want to reach connection, and when the time comes, you want to reject it. That's also good. These two states are being shown to you, the desired state and the current state, and then you pray.
And in the meeting, what should we do?
In the meeting itself, that's difficult. I can't determine this. You need to search how you can stabilize yourselves to be worthy in the eyes of the Creator. That's it. So just like children, they want their parents to be joyful of them. So what should we do to make the Creator happy?
How can we work on this flaw of criticizing a friend?
It's a problem. I need to see in my inclination to disqualify the friend. I need to see it as help from above. The Creator is doing me a huge favor. He's showing me my true ego in its real form, in its raw, coarse form, that I want to disqualify him. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I need to be grateful that he's doing this to me, because now I can see what I need to correct, what I can ask for, and then I raise a request, and by that I can come closer. I need to reach a state that in my heart I truly hug them. I hug them all of them, every single one of them. It's like Rabash writes, it's possible that they behave in the group in such a way that nothing is happening between them. But in their hearts, they're hugging and yearning for a connection, and they have great excitement. And on the outside, it depends on the group. The larger the group gets, it wants to conceal these things. But in the meantime, like little kids where everything is just evident, that's also good.
Moscow 3.
Sorry, Moscow 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Мы на встрече десятки.
Good morning, teacher. In our meeting, as a 10, we read excerpts from the lesson, then we have a workshop. In the end of this meeting, we pray for 3 minutes. The question is, in this prayer, in the end of the meeting, is this prayer considered the path of the 10? Through the 10, are we praying?
I cannot enter your state. I'm speaking generally. The true prayer is a prayer in a minyan. A minyan is built of 10 men. Men meaning someone that has the force to overcome. It's not a gender. It's the force of overcoming. So try and gather as a 10, that each one wants to overcome themselves, and that is considered male, and connect together as a single force in one man, in one heart, and then the Creator will accept your... Focus group.
Rav, good morning. David also quoted Rabash, that he wrote that if you do not do that, this is the place of your burial. And Boko also wanted to focus things only on one thing. How do we develop our patience over the connection between us in the friends, in the ten?
From the importance that we have towards the goal. There is no person that is less patient than me in the world. How much patience do I have? Zero. With a single word that someone says something, I already want to slap them. And someone who does something, I'm willing to devour them. But it's just the importance of the goal. It gives me the possibility to hear all of your nonsense and all of your confusions and everything you do, and all of us and everyone. But only the importance of the goal, and from that comes love. Love, like to your children. What do you do? That's how you should see the friends, once like their children, like your children, that you love them as they are, no matter what they are, and once you raise them even as the greatest of the generation.